your host, Eddie V. Thank you guys for tuning in. Fortunately, I had some technical difficulties, so I wasn't able to go live with this episode. But here it is. I present to you a return back of the show. Yes, I had some downtime, and it felt really good. I kind of was still sick. I was getting over some of the things, and I still have some kind of sickness, but I am feeling better. But on this episode, I will be talking about some Thanksgiving games that I've been playing, and talking about not the Ferguson trial or anything like that. Everybody knows the verdict about that, but I'm kind of interested to think what EA and Rockstar Games are kind of feeling right now, and with Battlefield Hardlines and the first person mode in Grand Theft Auto 5. So I'm probably going to just give some opinions about that. But first, let's get into my Thanksgiving games. Hopefully everybody had a great Thanksgiving last week. I definitely enjoyed it. I didn't have to work, so yay for me. I get to play games, and I kind of played 3 games and, you know, watch some movies and chill. The first game I played was Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate. Oh my goodness, that game is amazing. I truly, truly love that game. I do have Monster Hunter Try. I think it's Monster Hunter 3 Try or Monster Hunter Try, but I do have that game. And it was good on the Wii, and I was just like, okay, I'm liking this, and didn't get a chance to get back into it. For some reason, just spending more time with it on the Wii U, I was just like, this game is amazing. I can't believe that I missed it. And I understand now the hook of the game. Yeah, and there's a lot of grinding and fetch quests. It feels very MMO-ish, kind of like Final Fantasy XII was. But you go on these quests and you hunt these animals, and you bring pretty much the material back to this village and things like that. But it was so, so fun, and I limit myself to 2 hours of game time play for it, so I could play different kind of games on Thanksgiving Day. Besides like Earthbound, where I dedicated 4 hours to that game, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. Just playing Monster Hunter 3, and I named my character Ed Von Eddington. And it's a really fun, kind of funny name. I actually got the nickname Edward Von Eddington from one of my managers from work, and I kind of thought that was real cool. Something about putting the Von in my name, I was just like, oh, that's awesome. I actually like it. So I kind of used that, for this game. It's weird that, well, yeah, it doesn't fit, but it was weird, putting it in, but I think it's real cool. I'm enjoying the game. I haven't played it recently because I end up playing Smash and Pokemon, Omega Ruby, and I do have Alpha Sapphire. I do have that one, so I do got Red Ruby and Sapphire, and got my free plush toy from Toys R Us. I got Charizard, and I do plan on getting back into that game too. But even with Smash, I got a free amiibo, which is Link. But yeah, just Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, I'm just like, how did I miss this? Like, I kind of feel bad of playing it for Wii and not getting the real feel of it like I should have. But I'm kind of glad that they did bring it to Wii U, and it feels better. It really feels better, and it does play better. So I'm definitely happy about that. If I had to say anything bad about it, it's probably the weapon that I got. It's powerful, but it's slow. So it's the timing of it, you know, I need to fix and things like that. But I am going to jump into that game some more when I get some more downtime, probably during the weekend. But when I get some more free time, I'm really going to jump into that game and get into it. Can't really wait to beat it or anything. I really just want to experience it and have a fun time with it. The downside of my game playing day for Thanksgiving has to be Batman Arkham Origins. And most of the games that I played for, on Thanksgiving was for Wii U. And I kind of did some Smash for 3DS because I didn't have the Wii U Smash. I picked it up actually on Black Friday, getting the deal. Like I said, I did pre-reserve the game, but I kind of waited for the deal to come. And my orders was still there where I got the free Amiibo and the free Charizard with the games of playing. But I also got a buy one get one 40% deal, so I actually saved more. Yay! Really proud of that. Yeah, but Batman Arkham Origins, I kind of feel like I've been here and done that. And I was just like, this is not entertaining. Like it felt really boring. Like, I really wanted to take it out and just be like, I think I'm going to play something else. And I didn't play anything else, really. I actually got a feel of, like, fighting the crocodile and then taking it out and watching a movie. I think I ended up finished watching Jack Reacher. And I was just like, wow, this is a shame. I'm just, and I'm not saying it's a bad game. And I know it feels like I'm supposed to play Origins, then Arkham Asylum, and then Arkham City. But it just felt like I've been here, done this, and it just felt so boring. I do plan on getting back into it and giving it a fair try. So I do really want to do that. Moving on, though, from that, when I kind of got done with Jack Reacher, I ate some food, fell asleep, did some Phoenix Wright Dual Destinies, been playing that again, and having a good time with it. Really cannot wait for the trilogy to come out. And also, there's a lot of games coming out that I'm just for December that I might have to like talk a little bit more about when I get a chance. Definitely get to can't wait to play them. I am holding off of Kingdom Hearts 2.5, which comes out Tuesday, December 2nd. I am just like really waiting for that, and I believe The Crew comes out also, and you know, Ubisoft, waiting to see what the reviews are going to be for that game. We shall see. I didn't pick up Watch Dogs. I'll probably end up picking that later on. Probably see if that's going to be on sale or anything. If not, I'll just, you know, wait for it to go cheap. I know Ubisoft going to be like, see, no one brought the game and complained and stuff. Well, they put themselves in that position, but that's for something else. But Earthbound, I did get into when I actually got around to it because I really want to play Earthbound, and I have it on actually two Wii U systems and I played a little bit and I was just like, okay, I'm gonna enjoy this, and I never got around to it because playing Super Metroid and family members playing Super Mario 3D World and other games on it, I just didn't get around to it. So I finally got a Wii U for my birthday. You probably could hear it on one of my past podcasts here on the Anomalous Radio Network, so do check that out. When I finally got my Wii U buying games and things like that, Earthbound was a game that I did get from the Digital Deluxe package, and was really happy that I got it kind of for free. So I you know, it's been on my system for a long time, and I've just been playing like so many other games and things like that that I just didn't make time to get to it. Definitely when Persona 4 came out, I was just like, oh wow, Persona 4, I gotta get that game, and got Persona 4 and knew that I still had Earthbound on it, but just didn't get around to it. So here on Thanksgiving, I you know, made the decision of playing the game, and I'm just like, you know what, I'm gonna take 4 hours playing it, and I put it on Twitter at that retro code, saying that I was playing Earthbound. I put it on my Facebook, and I have got to say, why did I miss this game back in the Super NES days? And I actually seen the original packaging for it. I did have a Super NES at that time, but I was sold to Square RPGs like Final Fantasy 3/6 and Chrono Trigger and Secret of Evermore, Secret of Mana. I was in more to those games, and even The Legend of Zelda An Illusion of Gaia, which I actually rented, and it was an okay RPG. I think I need to see if I could find it again and try to play it. But there was something about Earthbound that I think I seen the box art and I was kind of not put off on it, but I think I really wasn't into that kind of RPGs. It was very weird for someone who played Final Fantasy 3 and Secret of Evermore and Chrono Trigger stuff, because like I said, I was more to Square RPGs. At that time it was Square Soft. I was more to their RPGs than I was into anything else. So when it came to Earthbound, you know, I really didn't really, you know, think about it. And I didn't actually want to pick it up or anything like that. And it's kind of like Snatcher. Like, I never had a Sega CD. And I've seen Snatcher so many times in a bargain bin at KB Toys that I just never thought about it. And it's weird because I picked up Rama Half for a Super Nintendo in the KB Toy store for like $10. They had a lot of cheap games that nobody was really caring or buying and stuff like that. And I actually seen Snatcher for the Sega CD in it. Well, I didn't purchase Snatcher because, like I said, I didn't have a Sega CD. And Earthbound, I seen a lot of them at Kmart, but, you know, like I said, I wasn't just into it. So now that I have it on my Wii U and I gave it a try, my goodness, it's wacky. But it seems so enjoyable, and it's just like, I kept putting on my Twitter page, I'm just like, what am I getting into? What is this craziness? Okay, why am I loving this? I feel so bad that kind of regret that I didn't pick this up when it came out. And there's one part that I kind of put on Twitter, that, why is there a man spinning from the sky onto the ground to take my picture? He was like kind of like yellow beard, so he, you know, he had like a gold beard, and then he's like, I love this photo, and it does a screen like the photos, like a photo being snapped, and then, you know, yay, and then he twirls back up into the sky, and I'm like, wait, what just happened? Oh, I'm in for the ride. And I seeing some black ninjas and stuff like that, I was just like, this game is going to be amazing. I can't wait till I get more people in my party, and I can't wait to really, really dig into this game. And I haven't played it since Thanksgiving because, of course, work and doing some other things, such as, you know, being out and enjoying. Definitely Sunday, I got time to spend more with Pokemon, so I played a little bit Saturday night after work, and then Sunday I played it majority of the whole day. Like, I threw in movies, like Tekken 2, Frozen, Man of Steel, and I didn't even think one thing about it. They were like background noise, and I just really focused on Pokemon Omega Ruby. And I do want to play Sapphire, but I'm kind of waiting to see when the new 3DS is coming out, because I want to still play my old 3DS XL, but I do want the new 3DS XL, and cannot wait to get the announcement. Hopefully when they say announce Monster Hunter 4, that this system is coming out and I will have both games. I'm looking real forward to both games. Definitely Majora's Mask 3DS I'm looking forward to also, and which I kind of talked to one of the hosts of Koopa Club on Facebook, saying that, you know, it's one of my least favorite games, and I probably talked about it a lot here, but I do look forward to playing it on the 3DS. One second. Ooh, sorry about that. Ooh, some dust. Sorry about that, everybody. It's because when it comes, like, I think I talked about this, when it comes to Zelda games, I can't play Zelda games on a time limit. It's frustrating because I want to adventure. I want to find secrets, and I feel like with that resetting the thing, it's gonna be like, I can't do this. I kind of feel like it should have been 5 days. Was I gonna get everybody? Don't know where the sneezing is coming from, but I do apologize. I feel like it should have been 5 days instead of three, because the time just keeps going fast, and it's just like, I cannot do this game like it. But I am going to pick it up, and I believe it's April that is coming out, March or April, sometime in the spring. They'll probably be doing a Nintendo Direct like next year, and I will be looking forward to that. Ooh, a little bit tired. Sorry about that again. But that's what I lately been playing. I have been playing Smash Brothers on Wii U, and I played it actually last Sunday with my friend in Chicago, and we did 8-player Smash and cracked up, and it's amazing. And I actually controlled it with the 3DS, and it kind of took me a while to get it connected and stuff, because I think I was just hitting some of the wrong buttons, but it connected real quick. It had my settings. I was able to make a copy of my Mi in that game onto his system, and just enjoyed playing it. It was crazy, and it was just laughing, and I can't really wait till we get more people. Hopefully we get more people and play that game. I showed them a little bit of Bayonetta 2, and man, the game is still awesome. I really am going to get into that game, so I could be ready for a Game of the Year awards coming soon, which I am planning to do a show, and kind of want to do it in a different way. So I'm going to be asking a lot of people just like what they think of certain games and stuff like that, of this Game of the Year material, and just really want to see what responses I get. It's going to be kind of a weird way that I do it, because I kind of want to have different topics of it, like best cat meow in a game, Mario 3D World, even though that came out last year, but something like that, you know, just weird stuff like that. Just trying to go to a different way with it. But yes, I did get the Link Amiibo, and you know, getting that all set up, and it's real easy. Just gotta follow instructions, and it was so weird, because I put me and my Amiibo, and it was a free for all, four players, and I set it two other computer players to like level six. And we were just going at it, and you know, the computer beat all of us. But it was a real good fight and everything. And then my Amiibo was leveling up, so it's like I think I level 17 right now. And one match we had was me and my Amiibo on the Wii Fit trainer stage, and I put into stock. I didn't do time. I went into stock. And we was at the last, like, if we would have, you know, hit up and attack, we could have smashed one, you know, each other out. And it was just me and my Amiibo fighting. And for some reason, I had him, but he just did the up attack, and I flew out, and my Amiibo won the game. And I was like, wait, what just happened? And laughed. And told my friend, like, I got beat by Amiibo. And my Amiibo won twice in a match. So it's just like, wow, it really is like learning everything that I do and things of that nature. And hopefully I could, you know, definitely get back into Smash. I am going to try to lock more levels and more characters. It's just a time thing with me because of work. And trying to write blogs and get the show ready and things of that nature. But I am going to dedicate more time to it. It's probably going to be hard this Friday, because Captain Toad Treasure Tracker is coming out for $40. And a good deal is actually going to be at Toys R Us, that if you buy one Wii U game, you get the second game free. And I planning on picking that game up twice. My family wants it, and I need my personal copy. It is getting 8s and 8.5s on different websites. So do read out those people's reviews, like IGN, Polygon, Destructoid, whatever place that you love to visit, US Gamer. Just check them out and read their reviews with their thoughts about it. I really can't wait for it. You know, for a budget title like $40 for a great game like that, it's going to be very interesting and entertaining. And like I said, I just cannot wait to see what the game offers. So that's going to pretty much be, sorry about that, be my game probably Friday. And then there's a lot of, I did purchase some games for Black Friday, which was kind of sad that I really wasn't interested into a lot of Black Friday deals for a lot of video games. I did get me a Sony camera though for Target for $70, so I like that. I was trying to get Darksiders 2, but I don't have enough memory and I don't want to delete anything. So I did see, I checked out IGN, I checked out the WB 2 terabyte external hard drive. I have that on hold on Amazon, so I'm going to be picking that up next week, and I'll probably end up picking Kingdom Hearts 2.5 also, and giving that one a spin. I do own part 1.5. I do own that. If you don't, you can find it at Toys R Us, and I'm going to be probably doing Toys R Us or any other store. It should be at $19.99 right now, so I do recommend that that game. If you haven't picked it up or tried it. And that's pretty much all I played. I bought some other Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga for the Game Boy Advance for Wii U. I did download. I was trying to get Darksiders 2, but like I said, I didn't have enough memory. So I am going to probably purchase that later on. Even though I own it for PS3, I like to have something like that on my Wii U also. For the 3DS, I realized that Phoenix Wright Trilogy is coming out, and it's probably going to be a big download. So I got to buy 2 more SD cards, one for my Wii U and one for my 3DS. The Wii U one is for the photo thing for Smash, and then my card is kind of almost full for my 3DS, so I kind of want to get that together. But that's pretty much all I've been playing. That's pretty much what I did for my Thanksgiving gaming session. I haven't really played anything for PS3 besides Uncharted 3. Making my way through that. Hopefully I can finish it this next weekend. Definitely I wanted to finish it before the end of the year, and then I want to actually get into The Last of Us. I know people have been playing a remaster, but I kind of want to get into The Last of Us and see is it really worth the time to get into. But that's just me, trying to go from Uncharted 3 to The Last of Us. I got a lot of other games for PS3 that I need to play and go through, but that's everything that I've pretty much been playing. Moving on to kind of the topic of tonight, and these are just some thoughts for me for this topic. With the Ferguson trial, they found them not guilty for sorry about that. And it kind of deals with the cop that was being charged with the murder. They found him not guilty to take him to trial, so like indictment. So he won't be facing the trial, and I believe they're going to do more of an investigation. That's what the story reads. And you know, people have been voicing their opinions and showing their emotions and actions of what they think about it. On this show, I really won't talk about it or nothing like that. I really want to talk about how this situation may affect EA with Battlefield Hardlines because of the cops and robbers thing, and how would it affect GTA 5 with the first person mode. Now, of course, everybody's with GTA 5 has already been controversial with, you know, first person with the prostitute and all that other stuff. But I feel like, would it be more effective, or how would people feel being a first person mode, hearing the results of the Ferguson situation, and just put it on GTA 5 and just shooting cops, you know, being Franklin and going into the streets and shooting cops and stuff like that? Like, does it help take out your frustration or anything like that? To me, a lot of people have been saying it feels kind of weird doing it in a GTA game and stuff like that. Some people appreciate it and like it, you know, but some people kind of feel weird. It definitely with something like Hatred, a game where you're just basically a person who's killing innocents because the way that, you know, you as a character are designed, you really you want to die, but you want to bring people along and stuff like that. And that's kind of most of the main gameplay, and people having their ideas and stuff like that. They kind of it might feel a little bit, even though Grand Theft Auto 5 is like really cartoony, kind of laughable like that, I think some people have been feeling uncomfortable doing it. You know, it's just better to go into third person and things like that. And I think with the Ferguson trial, it may help some people who, you know, who want to take their anger out on it. It's very optional in Grand Theft Auto 5. It's nothing that you are required to do. It's just something that, you know, they offer it up. So, you know, you could throw in the cheat codes and just blast cops all you want to. And you'll probably say some things you may regret, depending on who hears you or anything. For me personally, with my idea and thoughts of Grand Theft Auto 5, because I really don't care about the game, I thought it was terrible. I mean, it's not bad or anything like that, but it's pretty much a 5 to me. There were some technical things that I had a problem with. And I know Grand Theft Auto 5 Remastered came out for PS4 and Xbox One. It just doesn't do nothing for me to look forward to it. But even with the Ferguson thing, I probably even wouldn't go into first person mode and shoot cops and stuff. I think there's better things to do within that game instead of just doing that. Cause A, it doesn't prove any point. It doesn't resolve anything. You know, it's a big issue and everything like that. But I don't think Rockstar is really going to be affected by it. Because it's just a Grand Theft Auto game. We've seen and played it before, so we know what's to be expected. We know there's going to be controversy and stuff like that. But you know, I don't think they're going to patch it, or they're going to you know, stop the sale of the game, because that optional thing that you could do, that's up to you as the player. You don't have to shoot none of the cops in first person mode or even third person. Sorry about that. You don't have to actually go against the law enforcement. You can do whatever you want to do. Everything is up to you as a player. You make your own choices and decisions and things like that. As for EA with Battlefield Hardlines, even though they did delay the game way before any of this started, it might hurt sales. It really might hurt sales. It might be a really good game. We don't know. But because of the premise of the situation with Ferguson and, you know, the outcome of it, a lot of people might be like, I really want to be a criminal because I really want to shoot cops. Now, this is nothing to go against the law enforcement or anything like that. But I think when you run it on adrenaline, and you're running on emotions and you're angry and you're upset and you just feel like things are unfair, you want to take it out on something. or you know, you want to because you feel like you might, it might prove something. You want to bring fear to somebody. You might feel powerful and stuff like that. So I think with Battlefield Hardlines, you know, with people being online and things like that, they may use this as a tool to be like, I just want to be a criminal and I'd rather kill cops than have the cops come and kill me and stuff like that. Sorry about that. And that kind of nature. I don't think it's going to hurt. It may backfire and hurt EA. That depends on if the game is going to be running correctly. They don't want the Battlefield 4 to be a debacle happen again. I think if they do get the game up and running and there's just something more to it, you know, quality-wise, story-wise, and, you know, content-wise, like it really offers something, then I think it would be a good seller. And I think, you know, EA could bounce back from this. They may have something, they may, you know, say something about it, but I think, you know, I don't think it's gonna hurt sales or anything like that. I think EA kind of hurt sales with themselves with Battlefield 4. Who knows what the reviews are going to be. So I don't think the Ferguson situation will affect these games overnight. Not affect these games. But I do think they will become part of a discussion later on when people, you know, start playing it and getting a feel of it. And just be like, I might not be comfortable for it. And I don't know if EA is going to be like, well, we came this far and the game is already done, so we can't, you know, delay it, or we can't, you know, cancel it. That's a lot of money going down the drain. You know, I believe EA is kind of banking on it. It's going to be interesting to see when reviews come out, when other podcasts come out, when a lot of discussion come out. It's going to be very interesting to see. But I want to hear your guys' thoughts about it. You can email me at myop2comment@yahoo.com. That's NYOP number 2 COMMENT at yahoo.com. You guys can friend me on Facebook under Edward Varnell, EDWARD, V as in Victor, ARNELL. You guys can also join me on Twitter at That Retro Code, THATRETROCODE. Just to make sure, because people might put DAT and it's not that. So you can follow me at That Retro Code on Twitter. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. It might seem like my nose is getting stuffed up again, so I'm gonna let you guys go. Do tune in later for another episode coming this week. I'm going to try to get this up on Podbean so you guys can hear it. All right, you guys have a good night, and I can't wait to talk to you later. All right, and I'm out. Peace.